Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
Okay, we're back. Roy Matlock Jr. here, and this is the Money and Business Hour, and we're talking franchising and business. I've got one of the top experts when it comes to franchising, Nick Neonakis, here, and we're talking about the upcoming franchise and Great American Franchise Expo that's going to be coming up here in October. And Nick and I were talking about, you know, why do you go buy one of these things, maybe consider a franchise? So the first thing I always tell people, Nick, is if you don't like your job, all right, something also goes along with it, and that is you're not going to like your pay. All right. And the reason you're not going to like your pay is because if you don't like your job, you're not going to be very good at it. You're not going to put extra time into it. And then what happens is, because you're not that good at it, you don't bring that much value. So the bottom line, if you hate your job, you might as well go ahead and accept the fact you should hate your income. Because your income is going to be hard to grow because you don't like it. And so I always ask people, I say, hey, do you have a hobby? And they say, golf, you know, like in my case. And I say, how much time do you put into it? And guess what they always tell me?
I work too much. I don't have enough time to put as much as I want into it.
Yeah, but they put as much as they can into it, you know?
That's right.
And that's the answer every time. So how much time do you put into it? As much as I can, man. I mean, I love playing golf, or I love playing the guitar as much as I can. And most people, if they could find something that they like to do, all right, mm-hmm. You would say, how much time you put in? Man, I love what I'm doing. All right. And almost every time I find they own something. That's it.
I'm going to tell your listeners a four-step process, and I'm going to make you guys an offer, okay? You come on down to the Great American Franchise Expo, and everybody who comes down from your show, Roy, we're going to give them a copy of the number one bestseller in the United States, the highest reviewed book on Amazon in the franchise category, The Franchise MBA, okay? And let me tell you the premise of this book. If you look here, you've got a river and four stones going across it. Here is what I believe the best way to align what you're good at with something that's going to give you the kind of lifestyle that you want, whatever that is. Think about it like stepping on stones, crossing a river. Okay? Go slow. Test each rock before you commit. And the first step, the most important step, is you. That's what we were talking about earlier, is write a business plan on yourself. If you're not sure how to start, reach out to us. You know, we have 174 offices with one of our other businesses, the Franchise Consulting Company, all across the United States. And what we do there, like realtors, is we help people buy franchises. We help them investigate, understand, and figure out, is it the right thing for their skill sets, their talents, their interests? So step number one, we're going to build a comprehensive business plan based upon you and what you're trying to do. And is it doable? And if it's not, we're going to tell you, look, you might be wasting your time. Okay. We don't like to waste anybody's time, ours or our clients. Step two, now that we have that business plan, we're going to hold it up to all the franchises out there and create a list of ones that fit our criteria. And we know they do because the people that own them are hitting the outcomes that you said are so important to you. And then we're going to start investigating them. We're going to go and mystery shop them. You're going to do this. You're the person that wants to buy the business, own the business. Go mystery shop. Go meet the people that are at corporate. You know, I've had people over the years call and say, it looks like a great business, but I met the CEO and man, that was like oil and water. I say, you went on a horrible date. Why are you going to get married? It doesn't matter if you think the business is good. You're buying the people as well.
Right.
So go check out their competition. If someone's saying we've got the best whatever, I want to go see the five competitors in the market. And if it really is better, we're going to know. You got to get educated. The third step is eventually through this process, you're going to get it down to one or two ideas that you think this is really good. Then my advice is go spend a day or two working in the business. Ask a franchise owner, can I come and work for you for free? Go try it out. Go follow them around. Go see if you can do it. If you can't, if you don't like it, nothing's going to change after you buy it, right? Now, if a company won't let our clients do that, I don't want to work with them. Be like buying a very expensive car and you got to pay cash and I can't take it out for a test drive and there's no refunds. I don't think I'm buying that car. So go and try it out before you buy it. Great franchisors want you to do that because they don't want a bad relationship. And if you do it and you say, I thought it was the right business model, but I don't like this one, because you learn something about yourself. Maybe it's the operations, the marketing, the HR, whatever it is, go back to step one, redo your business plan, and now with a fresh set of eyes, go and find ideas that make more sense. You've learned something valuable, very important. The last step in all of this is the legal and the finance. You need to have whatever you're going to sign reviewed by an attorney, and you're going to need to go and do some comparison shopping on different types of financing out there. There are a lot of great companies out there that can help you on the financing side. Go do your homework, and we help with all of that. But I think, you know, Roy, to your point, you're dead on. The most important first part is if you play golf and you love the game of golf, or whatever you like doing, find why you love doing that and then go and align your interests with what you spend most of your time on. The thing has to make money, unless you're independently wealthy, but make sure you enjoy doing what you're doing, you have upside, that you can grow it and grow it, and that at the end of the day, you lead a fulfilling life. The financial piece is a part of that. Enjoying what you're doing is another part of that. Our job, I think your job, my job, is to harmonize those things, whether it's with our listeners or with our clients. And that's not just here. That's all around the world. We have offices in 16 countries in addition to the 174 offices that we have here in the United States. Our trade show that we do in Texas, Florida, Georgia, the Carolinas, DC, New York, Tennessee, is really to bring these amazing ideas and to create a platform so that people all across the country have the ability to go and look and learn in a no pressure environment, to go see what's out there. And is that business, that vehicle that's going to take you and your family to the next step? That's what we do.
And Nick, the, you know, you talked about this, you know, the book. If they're just tuning in right now, your franchise MBA, if they go to roymatlinejr.com, they'll get a free copy of this. I mean, to learn about it. So I want to encourage you, top selling, the number one selling book when it comes to franchising. We got him right here. And if you go to our website, you can get that. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about maybe we can talk about the financing of getting one started, what someone would have to do. Also, maybe some trends that are going along and, you know, just good advice when it comes to money and business and stuff like that. So, guys, stay with us. We will be right back. We're talking franchising today, and I want to encourage you to visit roymatlinejr.com and get that book and come out to see us. We'll be there October 7th and 8th at the Great American Franchise Expo. We'll be right back.